Morning Watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ, week 3. Discipling all the nations by baptizing them into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Saturday. Related verses, Matthew 28:20. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you all the days until the consummation of the age. Matthew 1:23. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Matthew 18:20. For where there are two or three gathered into my name, there am I in their midst. 1 John 5:11-12. And this is the testimony that God gave to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. John 14:18-21. I will not leave you as orphans. I am coming to you. Yet a little while, and the world beholds me no longer, but you behold me, because I live. You also shall live. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Related reading. The disciples were commanded things like baptizing people into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, teaching the believers to observe all that the Lord has commanded is for the discipling of all the nations. The heavenly King is Emmanuel, God with us. In 28:20, he promised that in his resurrection, he will be with us all the days, with all authority, until the consummation of the age, that is, until the end of this age. Hence, wherever we are gathered into his name, he is in our midst. Among the four Gospels, the Lord's ascension is recorded only in Mark and Luke. John testifies that the Lord, as the Son of God, even God himself, is life to his believers. As such, he can never and would never leave them. Matthew proves that he, as Emmanuel, is the heavenly King who is with his people continuously until he comes back. Hence, in both John and Matthew, the Lord's ascension is not mentioned. As the King in the kingdom with the kingdom people, the Lord is with us all the days until the consummation of the age. Today is included in all the days. The Lord is with us today, and he will be with us tomorrow. Not one day will be an exception. He will be with us until the consummation of the age. This refers to the end of the age, which will be the time of the Lord's parousia, the Lord's coming. The consummation of the age, the end of the age, will be the great tribulation. We do not want to be here during that time. Rather, we prefer to be raptured into the Lord's parousia, into his presence. This is a matter of the kingdom. In the Lord's resurrection, with his righteousness, the kingdom is present, and we have the authority, commission, and position to disciple the nations. In this way, the kingdom is spreading. Ministry requires the experience of lessons of life. We can use gifts to collect, prepare, and produce building materials, but we have ministry in order to build people into the church. In the book of Acts, the church began through gifts, but at the time of 1 and 2 Timothy, the administration and building of the church required the learning of lessons. Hence, Paul charged Timothy, saying, "If I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God." The administration of the church is not a matter of outward gifts, but a matter of ministry. Paul often mentioned learning, teaching, exercising, and training in his two epistles to Timothy. These matters do not come by gifts, but by lessons learned through paying a price. We should learn to discern different kinds of vessels and to know people. These matters require the paying of a price. Ministry is to help others according to the lessons that we have learned. Gifts are of little use in the building of the church. The way to build the church depends on our paying a price and learning the lessons of life that work God into us. Whether or not the Lord will delay his return or come quickly depends entirely on whether the church is built. Today, many evangelists and revivalists become famous through gospel campaigns and revival meetings, but few have learned the lessons of life. If the leaders in Christianity do not have much spiritual learning, what can be expected of the ordinary churchgoers? In church history, very few have spoken of the building of the church. Nevertheless, we should see that the Lord needs the building of the church today.